Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole.
Everyone, let's turn in our hymnals to number 23, Our Great Savior. Invite you, if you're willing and able to stand, let's sing it together. Don't we have a wonderful Savior? Amen. You know, I love this hymn. And I have to say, last night I was talking about growing up in church. I wasn't always thrilled with a hymn with five verses. But that's this one I like a lot. You know why? I've always felt it's the most honest hymn in one way. When you look at the verses, Jesus, a lover of our souls, and that's so true. He's the lover of our souls. Friends may fail you. And even whether you're in church or out of church, sometimes friends fail us. But not the Lord. Not the Lord. And then that chorus, hallelujah, what a Savior. Right? It's just so good. But you know, he gets more honest. Strength in weakness. Let me hide myself in him. Tempted, tried, and sometimes failing. No. No. I look around, you all look like saints to me. How do I look to you? Right? I mean, it's so honest. He, my strength, my victory wins. It just gets better with each verse. A help in sorrow. While the billows o'er me roll, right? Even when my heart is breaking, he, my comfort, helps my soul. And then again, that chorus, hallelujah. Yes. What a Savior. We need to find him as that.
Amen.
You know, every part of this wonderful hymn brings out that he's our Savior in these situations. And thank God for that. The fourth is Jesus. What a guide and keeper. In the day we're living in, we need a guide. I don't know, in my 65 years of life, and I know that shocks some of you that I'm that old. I realize I need a guide more than ever. Living here in this present age. I speak to a lot of folks who've been saying the same thing lately. I just never thought I'd see a day like this, where it's confusing. And young and old are caught up in this delusion, and we need a guide.
Yes, yes.
But we have a wonderful Savior. Folks, I began by singing, attempting to, thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Are you thankful you're in the kingdom? You know, are you thankful? Sometimes we, in our prayer meeting on Wednesday nights, we pray for the unsaved. We pray for our unsaved loved ones. And sometimes I know some of the parents get a little discouraged. Like, will they ever get it? But I like to remind them that we were there one time. In one measure or another, we were lost. And the kingdom was far from us. And Jesus was a far-off deity. But he brought us near. Amen? He did that for us.
Amen. Yes.
And some of us were hard cases, right? Not me. I was easy. Easy peasy. But some people, you know, but God was able to. We have a great Savior. Well, let's sing that fourth verse.
Jesus was
we could pause again and pray for the young people that have come up yesterday. How much they need a guide in these days. Those young boys and young men, really, in the village, the children. Good to see a good group in the cottage. How much they need a guide today. They need a Savior. And prayer lays the foundation for that work, that God can work. So let's just call on the name of the Lord, that His highest will, that there'll be, a revelation sent to these young people. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, come to them, Father. Come to them. Lord, we cry out to You. We cry in the name of Jesus. Father, we cry in the name of Jesus. Lord God, do a work, a mighty work. Send the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray. Lord, throughout that camp. Oh, God, we're trusting You. We're believing You, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father God, come to them. Lord, each one of them. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Brother George, could you lead us in a prayer, please?
We do thank You and praise You, O Lord, that for this opportunity, for these boys, these young men, to be here in Your holy presence, O Lord. Mm-hmm. This is Your camp.
Yes,
You've done mighty works in the past.
Amen.
And we look forward to You doing wonderful, glorious works,
yes,
O Lord, for these boys, Lord.
Yes.
Thank You,
Father. Let each one, Lord, draw near to You. Open their hearts. Open their minds.
Yes,
to Your presence, to the beauty of Jesus.
Yes,
Lord. And Your great salvation.
Yes, dear.
Your great love for them. Lord, melt them, oh,
yes,
Lord.
Lord Jesus.
If there's any hard hearts, Lord, You,
yes,
melt them, oh,
God.
Lord. And You minister,
yes, Lord.
Life, salvation,
dear God.
Lord. Take them on.
Amen.
Lift
oh,
them,
Father,
Lord.
Do, Lord.
Bless the counselors with them, Lord. Minister to them and
Amen.
Use them, Lord, to be lights.
Yes, Lord.
Guides and counselors, and Lord, that what they need, Lord, keep them. Keep
yes,
this
Lord.
Camp under Your precious blood,
Amen.
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Minister life even now as they're meeting in Your holy presence, Lord.
Yes,
speak
yes.
to them. Speak,
Amen.
O Lord. And
yes,
help
Lord.
Them to hear.
Yes,
help
dear
them to
Jesus.
Take heart, Lord.
Yes.
You, Lord, day by day,
yes,
meeting
Lord.
By meeting, moment by moment, Lord, you undertake in their behalf, Lord.
Yes,
save
Lord.
Them to the uttermost.
Yes.
Thank You, O Lord.
Yes,
Jesus.
Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray it. And Father, we also remember the request that we prayed over last night. We pray again, Father. Oh, Lord God, we pray, Father, for each one of them. Lord, we pray, God of Chris Vogel's mentioned that I neglected, but we pray. We pray for this person, Lord, in that need. We join in faith, dear God. Lord, the ones that we prayed for that need healing, Billy Rodriguez, dear Jesus, that one twin. And we, Lord, again, we bring these before You. We think of these that are away from You at the time. We ask again. And Lord, you told us that we should pray and never faint. We pray, Lord, that You'll draw hearts unto Yourself. We commit these things to You in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We're going to sing that last verse. Jesus, I do now receive Him. And I just want to mention, if you get weary of standing, you won't insult me if you sit down. I'll write it down in a book someplace. No, but feel free. I like to stand and begin with worship, and we're going to sing, Jesus, I do now receive Him. You know, Jesus said to the church in Revelation, He said, I stand at the door and I knock. He said that to the church. Mm-hmm. I stand at the door. Why, Lord, why would You have to stand at the door and knock? Why would You have to call? But, you know, He knows our human nature. And so we're going to sing that last verse, but let's open the door this morning, right now. You know, we don't have to wait for the meeting to launch. Jesus is here. And you open your heart. You consider that, Lord, I do now receive You in a greater way, a greater capacity. Push out my anxiety, my fear. Push out the troubles that might be on my mind. Lord, and I receive You. Come on, let's sing it.
Jesus, I do now receive Him. More than all, in Him I find. He hath granted me
God. Thank you, dear Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Our wonderful Lord, we worship you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Shall we be seated? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All the way, my Savior leads me. What have I to ask beside? Can I doubt His tender mercies? Will the life has been my guide? Heavenly peace, stay by His comfort. Hear my faith in Him to pray. For I know whate'er befall me, Jesus, let me go. He leadeth me. Amazing the way God leads us, though. Thank you, sister. If we're teachable, God will use anything to lead you. And I love that. If you're sensitive to the Holy Spirit. And that's what we need more and more, is to have a sensibility to the Holy Spirit. that he can lead us. The words of this song are tremendous too. You know, my wife, I didn't introduce her last night. You were here, weren't you? My wife, Diane, she and I, we were launched out by the will of God to Spotswood. And our senior pastors, they always said to us as we head out Spotswood, New Jersey, to begin a work there, they always said about their work in Kingsburg, they said, this is what God told us, and this is what we're telling you, that God will make room for you. And that was their key word. God will make room for you. They had to say that to us a few times because it looked like there was no room for us. Spotswood is a small town, and it looked like it was almost like Chestertown, where they just rolled up the sidewalks mid-afternoon. And the only time we could have a service, we had to rent a church, and they were like, sure, come rent us, not letting us know that, you know, there's not a soul around in the mid-afternoon. But the Lord is able to lead. And sometimes, you know, that's the wonderful grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. And in early days of the chapel, we had to learn a sensibility. Lord, we hear all these voices, but there's lessons that you want to teach us. There's ways you want to lead us. And we need to be sensitive to that. And God can give us that. Thank God for that. I'm going to annoy you by asking you to stand again. Oh, I know. I've been a pastor for like 38 years, and at least between assistant pastor, and I know what annoys people. But let's sing that fourth verse.
And when my task on earth is done, when by thy grace the victory's won,
pray, Father, that you'll give us all a greater sensitivity to the leadings of the Holy Spirit. Lord, in small lessons or big lessons,
amen,
we want to be aware and awake in these days to know, Lord, that you are leading still. You are the good shepherd. We thank you for that. We pray, God, that as we consider things from your word today, that you'll speak to us. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. Shall we be seated?